Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, family? What's good?
Hey.
Why y'all looking all sad? Mary, Mary here, Ruben, everybody in the cup, we ready to do this?
Nah, man, everybody's running late.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot to do.
Giving honor to your first pastor of the church, yeah. My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me, yeah, from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor, 'cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side. See my soul, but when I was just a sinner left in the cold, He needed a second chance, save me from myself, came to my rescue when I needed help. You wanna know why I love Him like I do? That's when my enemy said I was through. He took me from the bottom and put me on the top. He laid His hands on me, and now I can't be stopped.
Good evening again. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Blessings by Grace Radio. Tonight is May 19, 2021, and it is our Wednesday night prayer session. Tonight the doctor is in, and tonight he will be taking all of your prayers and your petitions with you to the throne of grace tonight. From what we learn, the world as a whole is hurting in this dispensation of time. We're learning that from the news, from people all the while. People are in need of pleasure. And if you know anybody that needs pleasure tonight, tell them to please call in tonight. We're on for the next 1 hour. The doctor will pray with them tonight. Tonight is our prayer night. So text message somebody, go in their DMs, their Facebook Messenger box, video call on Duo or FaceTime. So everybody do know who's in need to call in for prayer, because, Lord, we need your prayer. Lord, we need you to hear us now. We're calling on your name, and we really need you now more than ever before. We are trapped in the lion's den like Daniel, and you are the only one able to rescue us from this endless, tireless turmoil we are living in right now. Many people around the world are facing challenges every single day. They're all the way to wonder, will there be enough of this? Will I get the health care that I need? Will I be able to work? Will I be financially able to get through the day, the hour, the month, the year? Will I have a place to live? The biggest one that we're facing now is, will I be persecuted for my faith? The reason why that one is so important, because a lot of people believe differently. And just a real quick, while I work, every day when I go to work, there is somebody who I work with, and what happened is he believed a little different than me, and that's okay. But the way he believes, the things he do is not matching up for the beliefs that he got. And that's a little strange to me. How do you believe one way, but it don't match up to what you do? So for me, will I be persecuted for my faith is really an important one for me because of where I was. We all need prayer, and tonight I need all the prayer warriors to pray too, and my speech come all the way back, because now the doctor is going to make me, starting next week Tuesday, I go see neurology. They're going to put me in speech therapy. So that's the way I'm going to get my speech back. I never been to speech therapy before. I know what they do, but I never personally, for me, have to do speech therapy, because they want to make sure I recover all the way from the vaccine that I took on March 19th, dose number 2, Moderna. So I just want you prayer warriors who are listening and ready on, I don't care what country you in, just pray positivity that the Lord will make the way and my speech will come all the way back. Because since I have this vaccine and my speech was slurred, very slurred at first, do not hit me at all because my speech is what now that I talk to more people, they think I'm from a foreign country. They do not think that I'm raised in California, born and raised. They think I'm from somewhere different. And yes, I know God can do all things, but it's still on the human side of everything. It still bothers me that people who know me still think, oh, are you really from California? Because the way my voice is sounding, even though they know me for years, they question to them. People that don't know me, they question to them, and that kind of bothers me right now. So just pray that the Lord will keep strengthening me. That's the way I'm going to do better and better and better. But no matter what, I'm still going to carry the torch for Jesus. I'm still going to pray and give him thanks every day for everything he do for me. And like I always told you people, if he do nothing else for me, he already do enough anyway. He already did a lot. So I'm grateful for everything he do. Already, he walked in the earth this morning. I went to work. So I'm grateful. So I want you to be grateful too. No matter what, lean in the pin on the noise. That's what he is there for. Call on his name. That's what he wants us to do. Call on his name. In your darkest hours, he's there. But don't just call on him in your darkest hours. You still got to call on him in your brightest days. When everything got in good, call on his name and thank him for the good. That's the way the next time the blessing be bigger. But if you're not thanking him and you're not calling him when it's good, then there's going to be a time when it's not so good. And you're going to be calling his name, and he's going to think to himself, well, when I let it be good, you're not even telling me thank you. Because the proper way to do things is to give him praise and thanks every day just for the wake-up. Because remember, the alarm no wake-up. So even though we hear the alarm and we want to turn it off like I do every morning, the Lord is what woke us up. He woke up our subconscious mind. So that's the way we hear the alarm, to cut it off, to get up. Without the Lord, the alarm could keep going. And I know a lot of people like me sleep past the alarm too. Sometimes it go off and I go sleep. I miss the whole alarm. You know why? Because the Lord did not want me to hear the alarm at that time. He wanted to wake me up when he ready. That's the way I know it's Jesus that wakes me up, and it's not the alarm o'clock. And that's what we all got to focus on, the Lord himself, because he is the only one that's going to make good for us. So now tonight, I'm so grateful you called, and we're going to do prayer tonight. So if you know anybody needs a prayer, we're going to be on for the next 1 hour. The doctor is in the right now. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer warriors in ready online, and he will take all your prayers to the throne of grace. Thank you for listening to me. I pray you understood the word I said. And if you didn't understand everything the Lord will reveal to you, exactly what I said. God bless you, and thank you for calling in tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in. He's going to pray for you now. God bless you guys. Here is Dr. Bishop Alfred Moore. God bless everybody.
Thank you tonight. Amen, my sister. God bless you, Sister Keetasha, tonight. Amen. This is my announcer that has been bringing us on for the last 10 years or so. COVID, she took COVID-19 shot. Amen. And it messed up her voice. So that's what she was trying to tell you tonight. Amen. That she's the same person. Amen. That you've been listening to. Amen. For the last 10 years. But we don't know exactly what happened. She took the Dermot shot. And amen. It messed up her speech. But pray for her, amen, that God will continue to bring her speech back as plain as, amen, it is supposed to. She still don't want to give up, praise the Lord. She want to give all that she have to the Lord, regardless, amen, of speech, praise the Lord. But we want you to understand what she is saying. God bless you in Radio Land tonight. This is Dr. Moore tonight, amen, coming to you. Amen, from the Apple Valley Studio tonight. As my announcer has said, this is prayer time. And she made a very beautiful statement. We need prayer right now. The world needs prayer. It's very serious. It's a very serious time. And we are here to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. And those of you, amen, that listening tonight, you pray along with me as I pray for those, amen, that is in need, that the Lord will, amen, answer prayer and give a speed of recovery, amen, to those that are in need tonight. I looked at, amen, the first dispensation of innocence. A man was created in innocence. He was placed in a period or in an environment subject to a simple test and was warned of the consequence of disobedience. He was not compelled to sin, but tempted by Satan. He chose to disobey God. The woman was deceived. And the man transgressed deliberately. And I want to say, amen, in that dispensation of time, man was innocent. All man had to do was follow the instruction that the Lord had gave him. But since man, amen, decided that he didn't want to listen to the Lord, we are under a test. Every human being is under a test tonight. You're going to be tested whether you want to be tested or not. Man lost his innocence. And we have fell into a chaotic, difficult, unbelieving time. But you know, Jesus come to make the way that we could come back into the rest and peace when he died on Calvary. Tonight, my beloved, let us pray like never before. God is still hearing prayer. We all are under a test. We all are going through. And the test is going to get much more severe than what it is right now. And it's simply because man is still disobedient. Disobedient and brought on all of this. And we are suffering behind being disobedient. So tonight, as we call upon the only somebody can help us, let's pray that we return back to the Lord. We allow him to renew our spirit, minister to our mind, and let us say yes to his will. We're going to get ready to open up these lines. And again, amen, those of you that can get a prayer through tonight, pray along with Dr. Moore and his staff tonight as I pray for those that call in. We're going to have to take our first call at this time.
Calling from 818, Janelle, live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 818-358, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
God bless you, brother.
Praise the Lord, brother.
I'm praying for my church, first of all, for the unity. I'm praying for my bishop and you, Katasha, that you get better. Hope I'm finna take my second shot, and I hope that everything goes. The first one's okay. Hope the second one's okay. And I'm praying that everything's for Cammy's funeral. Matter of fact, his funeral's on the 18th of June. And praying that everything go right, because his daughter is his daughter to me is too much for me. I don't understand how she's doing it. You know, and I'm praying for my family, praying for my church. It's just the fighting that's overseas. I'm praying that they get that together.
God bless you, my son. God bless you. I hear you, and I hear your spirit tonight. Amen. As it is grieving tonight because of the condition that the world is in.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, amen, we are going through a test tonight. The Lord is testing our faith to see whether we will say yes to him, regardless of what we are going through with. God is testing each one of us. Almighty God tonight, as my brother tonight, it's summering in his mind the trouble that is around him and the trouble that is far from him. He sees that humanity is purging itself further into sin. Lord God, touch, reveal yourself to your people. And I know we're going through a test. Our faith is being tried. But give us strength tonight. Give the body of Christ strength tonight. Lord God, tonight, let Brother Cameron's funeral go out well. And all the pressure that is coming up on the mind of people at one time, and they can't handle the situation, let them turn it over to you. And I know you will not put no more upon us than we are able to bear.
Yes.
Touch my brother right now. Lord, give him healing in his mind, in his spirit, in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
Take over, Lord. Let him know that you're still God.
Yes.
There is nothing too hard that you can't do.
Yes.
Bless
yes.
the Lord
yes.
In his depressing mind, in his depressing spirit. This is cup of time. Lord, be with him right now.
Yes.
Let him know, Lord, you're right there. You will hold him up, Lord, when he can't hold himself up. Put words in his mouth. Put your arms around him. Comfort him in Jesus' name. And he's praying for the body of Jesus Christ. Praying for his church. Lord, I thank you for him right now. Keep on holding him, Lord. Keep on letting him say yes to your will. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you, my brother. And thank you for calling us tonight. Yes, Lord.
And I hope this second shot go right. Yeah, I'm going to get
it. Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. And we pray, amen, that second shot, amen, be amen as the first shot. It do no damage to the body. We do no damage to the body in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
My God, we speak the word tonight. Let it be okay in the body. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. I want you to believe Jesus with me, brother. God bless you.
Yes, I believe. I believe, Bishop.
All right, all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Call us at 602-384. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Hi, Bishop. I'm calling from Arizona, requesting prayer for the Porter family. This is Tammy Porter.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
Amen. Was there anything else but just pray for the Porter family?
Yeah, we, my dad is sick, and we're just making, like, end-of-life decisions for him, and my mom is getting over pneumonia from the COVID.
All right, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to hold faith with me tonight, my sister. I believe you're talking about Brother Zeph tonight, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And Sister Porter, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We're going to take all the altar, the throne of grace tonight. We're being tested, but God knows, amen, what's going on, amen, at this time. I'm asking you to reach way down within you, and I want you to be strong. There is nothing too hard that God can't do. God's seeing everything that's going on right now in your family. My God, I'm asking for my brother right now, Lord, in the midst and in between life and death. Almighty God, step in. My God, and touch him right now. I know that you're able, Lord. I know you're able. I know you can do what can't nobody else do, Lord. Touch Brother Zeph right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, my God, I'm asking you to move, my God, in that family right now. That COVID disease, and come up, Lord. My God, I'm trying to take your people out of here. But I find that spirit right now. By the power of Jesus right now. Go ahead and touch every one of them, Lord. My God, touch the sister. Touch the niece. Touch the mother. Touch the father. My God, and touch the grandchildren. In the name of Jesus right now. Oh, in Jesus' name right now. Work it out, Lord, that your name may be glorified. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Work it out, Lord. I rebuke that pneumonia, Lord. I rebuke it. I bind it. I send it back from hell from what to come right now. I take a thought there right now by the power of Jesus right now. Oh, Jesus, go there. Then there is no distance in prayer. My God, you didn't ask for prayer before. You didn't heal there before, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Show your hand of mercy right now. Oh, we're going to give you the praise and we're going to give you the glory. We thank you for my sister that's calling right now. Give her strength right now, Lord. My God, give her strength like never before. She know how to call upon you, Lord. My God, let our spirit call upon you like never before. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory for you. I claim victory for you right now. I claim victory for the household in the name of Jesus. We're going to give all praise to the Lord right now for what he's done right now in Jesus' name. My God, my God, let him rest in peace tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Oh, the pain that is going through his body right now, find no pain in the name of Jesus right now. Mm-hmm. We know that you're able, Lord. We know that you're able right now, Lord. We look to thee, Lord Jesus, you is the author and you are the finisher of our faith. And we rebuke every spirit that's not like it right now. Mm-hmm. Let healing come up. Oh, let healing flow there. Let healing flow, Lord. Let healing flow there, Lord. In the name of Jesus right now. I thank you, Lord, for my sister calling. We're going to continue to hold y'all up in faith in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Call us for 623-810. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore.
Hello, Bishop.
God bless you.
Calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Just asking you to pray for my family and my Uncle Jesse as well. This is Adrian Flowers.
God bless you, Sister Abram, tonight. Amen. I've heard about y'all condition. Already got y'all up before the Lord tonight. But since we on the air tonight, praise the Lord, I'm going to ask all the believers, amen, that are listening to me tonight, is to pray for this family, amen. Covert, amen, attack this family as they was having church. My God. Oh, they need your prayers right now. They need your prayers. In Jesus' name. Brother Jesse tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, my God, my God. Undertake there, Lord. Undertake in the name of Jesus right now. Every shackle, my God, that has come upon him right now, bind it in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now, Lord. Raise him up, Lord. Raise that family up, Lord. It's a proud family, Lord. It's a war family, Lord. My God, they call upon your name. They love you tonight. After they pray out tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, let them know that you're with them right now, Lord. Let them know at this hour right now you're with them. Let them know that your healing power right there, Lord. My God, let deliverance come in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, I thank you for your power, Lord. I thank you for your deliverance right now. There is nothing too hard, my God, that you can't do tonight. Answer prayer, Lord. My God, let them glorify your name for what you have done and what you're doing right now. Move everything that sounds like you in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming victory for this whole family in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Sister Adrian, for calling tonight. I'm believing Jesus with you right now. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Jesus is good tonight. My beloved, amen. You that are in radio land tonight, listening to me tonight. Listen, pray for, amen, that family there in Phoenix, Arizona. People that I've been on, amen, for many, many, many years. COVID-19, amen, has come in and tried to, amen, ravage the whole church. I pray for Pastor Brown tonight. God bless her, amen. She's a prayer warrior. Oh, but Satan, amen, decided he wanted to touch her and attack her tonight. But I know she's still praying, and I know God is here in prayer. And there is nothing like, amen, people that can get a prayer through. The fervent prayers of the righteous prevail as much. We all going through a test. My God, but you know, as we're going through this test, let us come out as pure gold tonight. Let us put our trust in the Lord tonight. No matter what we are going through it, put your trust in Jesus. He is the one that's going to bring us out. He is the one going to deliver us tonight. Oh, we need prayer like never before. We need prayer like never before. We need prayer warriors like never before. My brother brought up, amen. We're in a chaos, amen. We're fighting, amen. They're fighting over there in Israel. My God. Little children are being bombed. People are dying. We need prayer. COVID-19 have not turned us loose yet. Get on that telephone tonight and call Dr. Moore. Pray along with Dr. Moore tonight. Amen, amen. For, amen, God to send on a mighty revival, amen, a moving of his spirit, amen, that people of God can be delivered. My God, God have laid upon my heart to put a week's meeting on, praise the Lord. My God, because people need to be delivered. It's prayer time. It is prayer time.
Call us from 323-350. Do not log on the air with Dr. Moore. And
God bless you. Yes, God bless you, Keetasha. I'm glad to hear your voice. And God bless you, Bishop.
God bless my daughter.
Bishop, I'm in agreement, and I'm soliciting all the prayer requests that went up before the throne of grace. I'm asking the Lord to play much, much for me. Pray for this land. Pray for this land. I'm pray for Israel and them. I'm listening to those that's down there in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm asking the Lord to touch each and every one of them that's on this radio broadcast that's listening. I'm praying for them too and their families as well. I'm also praying for my whole entire family as a whole. Hallelujah. And praying for my husband, whole entire family as a whole. All my extended families near and far. Bishop, I'm praying for you, you know, the strength, the strength as we're going through.
We need the strength of the Lord. And I thank him for his mercy. His mercy and his grace that he have upon us from today.
Warriors.
And I'm praying for the prayer warriors and our body of Christ everywhere. All of my elder saints. And like you said, we need deliverance in these children today. They got to come to Jesus. It's soul salvation. Time to come to the Lord now. Because we're living in the last and evil days. And I'm just so grateful. And we can't take nothing for granted. And those that's grieving for their lost ones. Bishop, that is my prayer request for tonight.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you. All I can do is touch and agree with you tonight. Amen.
Yes.
I believe everything you just said, amen. We just, amen, take it to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Lord Jesus, hear the cry of your children. Hear the cry.
In the name
of Jesus. The children were down in bondage. You heard their cry, Lord. My God, now they were the their cry, and you deliver them out of the land of Egypt. Hear our cry, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We are in bondage. We are in bondage.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight, God, we need to be delivered, Lord. Hear our cry right now. Of Jesus. My God, COVID is taking people out of here, and many of them are not saved, Lord. My God,
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord Jesus.
They need saving. Give them a mind to say,
Mercy.
Thank you, Lord, for him in the name of Jesus. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for calling your name.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Caller from 323-616. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, Caller.
Hey, God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Kitasha.
God bless you.
God bless
all
you,
right.
Sister.
Amen, amen. Calling for prayer, more strength for you, Bishop, as well. Prayer for myself for strength. We'll get ready to come
Thank
for me and my family. The strength in my mother even more, you know, that she'll be able to march. She loved to march for the Lord, so I just pray for God to give her strength to be able to get out there and be able to march again. And I pray for my wife, for the Lord to continue to cover her each and every day. She go out there on the highways and byways on her way to work. These people out here shooting cars up on the freeways, and I just ask God to continue to cover her and keep his arms around her and each and every one of us in this world.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, preacher. God bless you in the name of Jesus. The name that every knee going to have to bow and every tongue going to have to confess that he's Lord of Lords and he's King of Kings.
Yes,
we come to you tonight, Jesus. We come, humble Lord. We come, humble Lord, asking you to have mercy upon us right now. Look
right
down
now,
upon
Jesus.
Us, family, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
this
name
is why we're crisis tonight, Lord. My God, they just lost not only one need, but in the name of Jesus. They
name
need you
Jesus.
Right now.
Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah. They need you right now, Jesus.
Yes,
my
Lord
God, strengthen this man of God, strengthen Lord, as he go farther, Lord Jesus, to strengthen his family, in the name of Jesus, I pray
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, Christ is walking by our side, oh, keep her covered under your blood, Lord, as he go into and go to work, my God, protect you, Lord, get over her
right
cover,
now, Lord.
You will never catch me,
yes,
Lord. God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
watch
you
over
in the name
your
of Jesus.
My God, in the name of Jesus tonight.
In the name
touch
of Jesus.
Tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, that you may be able to run. Touch you, Lord. My God, that you may be able to run
Lord.
For you. My God, touch you
yes.
tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Touch that household. Into the head of hook in the touch that household tonight. I rebuke you now. Find everything that's not like
Amen.
Jesus. My
right
we're
now.
We're going to stir your spirit up, Lord. We're going to glorify
yes,
your name.
Yes, Lord
God. Give all for the things we know and the things we don't know. We're going to give you praise for tonight. In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Cover my
name in the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Give us good Lord,
yes,
for the
Lord.
Days to come, Lord. And for the things they got to go through with, Lord. My God, that
yes,
we're going to walk through it. Of Jesus, I can do all things through Christ that give us strength tonight. My
yes,
God,
Lord
strength
God.
Right now, Lord. Strength tonight now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God, let somebody say yes to you tonight, Lord.
Lord.
Let somebody
yes,
say yes to you tonight, Lord.
Lord.
Take things
yes,
I like it. Just take this, Lord. Check off of that wearing tonight, Lord. Check off of that pressure tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God.
Take authority over us. Take authority in our lives right now. Take it.
Yes.
And we're going to give you the praise, Lord. I feel your anointing. I feel your power in the midst of us right now. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Even when they sleep tonight. Come and they're sleeping, Lord. My God, give them good dreams tonight in the name of Jesus right now.
Continue to come. Jesus.
And we're going to give you the praise in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we thank you. Thank you right
Amen.
Now.
Yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Name.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the day
Thank
tonight.
You, Jesus.
Not my God, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
In the name
tonight.
Of Jesus.
Keep him,
yes,
keep
Lord.
Him, Lord. Keep him tonight, Lord. Keep him tonight. In the name
Thank
of Jesus.
You, in the name of Jesus.
Prayer. And we will give you the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus,
Lord,
name.
Tonight. Amen
yes,
and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Continue to pray for us tonight. Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. It's prayer time. Look around your children. The hour is late. Wake up out of your sleep. Wake up out of your frolic. Judgment is on its way. And all that is not right with Jesus, judgment gonna catch you. You may think we foolish, but I'm gonna let you know tonight that judgment is at your door. The axe is laying at the root of the tree, and it's ready to cut you down tonight. If I were you tonight, I would repent. I wouldn't wait on nobody else tonight. I will repent. I will tell God to spare me tonight. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. It's time to cry loud and spare not. Oh, in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, God allows certain things to come up on us. Not that he can't heal us. Not that he can't deliver us. But it will cause us to pray. It will keep us humble. If God would release us from all of our problems tonight, we wouldn't pray hard. We wouldn't respect him. But oh, he has to, amen, let us suffer something for us to give him some respect. Give him some glory. Give him some honor. He loves you tonight. He loves you tonight. If you don't know Jesus tonight, call that number tonight. We'll tell you how you to repent of your sin. My God, judgment is in the air. Judgment is in the air. Everywhere you look, it's immoral tonight. Everywhere you look, there are trouble on every hand, and it's increasing. We need each other. We need each other tonight. Oh, he died for the world. He didn't die for one race, one color, one creed, but every color tonight. Come on, Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are delivered. Let us call upon the name of Jesus like never before. Young people. You're not too young that you can't call upon the name of Jesus and ask the Lord to help you, to strengthen you, to guide you, take you into the right path. You're not too young. You older people, please try to set an example. For these young people, they need an example to be set. Call that number tonight. We want to pray the prayer of faith along with you tonight. This is Dr. Moore, amen, and his staff here in Napa Valley. We are pleading the blood of Jesus tonight. We are pleading the blood of Jesus for the nation, for the world tonight. Lord Jesus, our political world is in trouble. Our political world needs prayer. They need guidance. Touch those that are in office. That they may make the right decision, that we may have peace. Because we can see, Lord, there is not peace in all parts of the world tonight. And it's moving on towards us. It's not a good feeling. Help us tonight. Help us tonight, Jesus. Call us tonight. We want to pray a prayer of faith along with you, that God may give us all strength, give us all his divine guidance tonight. Again, I say, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. COVID-19 has brought a change in this world, has brought, amen, a change in the way we think and the way we live. And it's still bringing a change. Death is on the horizon, and it has no respect of a person. It don't care whether you're a baby or whether you're 99 years old. Death is taking folks out of here. and they don't have eternal life. Pray for the welfare of God's people. Call us tonight. We want to pray the prayer of faith along with you. Amen. We want the Lord is to deliver you. We want the Lord is to heal you. We want the Lord is to speak to you tonight. I know you're tired of suffering. I know you're tired of going through tonight. But let thine ear now be attended and thine eyes open, that thou may hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess our sin of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Oh, we pray, amen, we have sinned against God. We have turned our back on the Lord. But I pray, amen, tonight for a miracle. I pray for the world that they turn tonight. Turn tonight. The more you reject him, the more trouble we're going to face him. Judgment is in the air tonight. Get on that telephone tonight. Amen. And let us hear from you. My heart is broken tonight. My heart is crying out. My heart is pleading. Amen. For God's people tonight. When man was innocent in his first day, he didn't know what sin was. He didn't know what sorrow was. But when they broke the law of God, then they began to feel what sorrow, sadness, pain, heartaches. They began to feel all of these things. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Because there's coming a time that men going to call on him and he is not going to hear you. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Call him now. He is our strength. He is our refuge. In a time of trouble, we are in trouble. And we need the Lord's help tonight. Call that number tonight. God bless you. In radio land tonight, give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus tonight. You know, Jonah was amen, was disobedient. He said amen. The Bible said then Jonah prayed unto the Lord God out of the fish belly and said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell, crying out. And thou heard my voice. Jonah, amen, was disobedient. And God made him pay. He made the fish, amen, swallow Jonah. Jonah had to cry out to the Lord. God bless you tonight.
Connor from 443-467, you're live on air with Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Bishop. God bless you, Natasha. How you guys doing tonight? My prayer request, just to pray like I always do, pray for, it's time, it's like you said, Bishop, it's time to warfare. It's time to cry out to the, for the world. It's my prayer request is to pray for the whole nation. Pray for America because it needs. God knows it, and you're right. I said the same thing on Sunday. It's time, and that's my prayer request, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you tonight, my preacher. Amen, amen, amen. It's serious time. Yes. Praise the Lord. I don't know what it's going to have to take for God to open up man's eyes, but it's serious time. Time, amen.
Yes,
it's crucial. It's crucial.
My God. Yes.
But we pray to God, amen. Well, amen.
Yes.
Have mercy upon us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy.
Yes, God.
Have mercy.
Have mercy, God.
Have mercy
on
the world. Just a little bit longer, Lord.
Yes,
open their eyes that they may see.
Yes, God.
Open their eyes, Lord. They're blind. They can't see.
Yes.
But open their eyes, Lord.
Yes,
open the ears that may hear, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
We'll come on
you say you're not with me, it should perish. But all come to eternal life.
God.
Lord God, touch your people tonight.
Yes,
they're
God.
Hard,
in the name
they're
of
hard.
Jesus.
They're rebellious, Lord.
Yes.
My God, touch tonight.
Yes, God.
Bring them out of that rebellious spirit. Get the obedient spirit. Turn them around, Lord. Turn them around, Jesus. We breathe for their souls tonight. All over the world, Lord. All over the world. In every country, in every state, Lord. We breathe for them tonight. That you turn them around tonight, Lord. These are your children, Lord. Come on, Jesus. My God, wake them. Shake them tonight. Shake them, Lord. Shake them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. In the
Your
name
fear
of
come upon them. They repent, Lord. I pray in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus. I thank you for this man of God calling tonight from Baltimore, Maryland. Lord God, continue to bless him, Lord. Continue to strengthen him right now, Lord. Continue to strengthen the church
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that
in
you send all the revival in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, start a work. My God, start a work in their lives. In the name of Jesus. Quicken their spirit like never before, Lord. Revive your children,
yes,
Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you right now for what you have done and what you're done right now. Give us one mind and let us be of one accord, Lord. No matter where we are, let us have that same spirit. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
Amen.
I love y'all.
I love you, Susan. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, children. Jesus, he's on the main line. And all you got to do is call him up and tell him what you want. I don't care how bad you've been. And I don't care what you're doing right now. If you got these smoking dope and you want, amen, a change, ask the Lord to take that tape out of your mouth. If you steal him, tell him amen. Don't let me steal no more. If you commit an adultery, if you want to stop, he can stop you tonight. I don't care what it is that you've done, amen. The Lord is able, amen, is to make you turn you around tonight. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world have, but my peace I give unto you. Let the peace of Jesus, amen, come to your heart tonight. When you have Jesus, the world can be in trouble. But you can sleep in peace. You can lay down and you can rest in peace. When the world, amen, is upset, when the world is afraid to shut their eyes, you can lay down and shut your eyes in peace because you know Jesus is right there with you. Come on, church. Wake up tonight. Wake up, all thou that sleepest. You've been sleeping too long. You're saying amen there, have nothing, amen, happened since the world, amen, began. There's a change that's coming to the world now. It's a change. Can you feel the atmosphere? Thank God. I heard Jesus say, I go away to prepare a place for you. Talking about the church. He said, and where I am, there ye may be also. He says, in my Father's house there are many mansions. And if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. Jesus went away and prepared a beautiful place for the saints of God, where there will be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more tears, no more anxiety. But you got to live something on earth. You got to deny yourself of this old flesh and pick up your cross and follow Jesus daily. If you can't deny yourself, you can't go back with Jesus. If your flesh is greater than the salvation of Jesus, you can't go back with it. Listen, my young peoples. You won't miss nothing if you give your life to Jesus. If you think you're having fun, if you try Jesus, you'll see you're not having fun like you thought you was having. You'll realize that you was in hell dope every day of your life, but it was by the mercy of God that he just spared you. This is Dr. Moore tonight, along with the staff here in Apple Valley, saying pray like never before. And I want to emphasize, amen, again, pray for Israel as they are going through, amen, right now. There's a war going on. People that's being killed. People that's being afraid. People that's not sleeping. There is not peace there. Those are God people. You ought to feel some of the pressure that they are going through. If you are God people, you ought to feel it. Even you here in the United States, you ought to feel what they are going through with. You ought to get out on your knees and pray for them. Many of them are so terrified they can't pray. But you are their brother and their sister. You ought to be able to pray. Pray for them. Pray that they say yes to Jesus.
It's prayer time.
It is prayer time. Oh, I thank God tonight for you that call in tonight. God, amen, is going to get ready to shake this whole earth. He going to shake this earth, amen. But he ain't going to shake the earth, amen. He going to get ready to shake the heaven. And when he come, and his coming is going to be all over the world. When everything be shaken, he going to laugh and mock at man because of their fear. You're disobedient. This is Dr. Moore saying tonight, we thank you for those that call in. We are still praying for COVID. Amen, that God will undertake in many homes all over the land tonight. The Lord love you tonight. Give praise to him. If you wake and see tomorrow morning, give praise to the Lord for what he have done unto you tonight. He have heard your cry. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore saying, amen. Until tomorrow night, may the Lord richly bless you.